I think we're going to welcome his fire into this house this morning. I'm cold. I put my coat back on, and I went, ooh, we need that Holy Spirit fire in here today. Father God, we just thank you this morning for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you came and you rested in the upper room upon your people, and we welcome you to come do that here today. Come settle on us. Come be here with us, and we worship you, and we invite you into this place. And this week, I want to tell you guys, I was reading about Moses, and he was like, Lord, what are we doing? Are we going in? And a lot of us are getting ready to just go into new seasons. It may be a season of rest, but it may be a season of going, coming. And the Lord had me read the scripture where Moses is talking to him, like, what are we doing? Are you coming? And he says, this is his promise, and this is his promise to you. My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And Moses came back to him again, are you coming? I'm there, I'm coming, I'm going with you. We won't go without you. That's what my heart is. I'm not going without him. So we welcome your presence in this place, and we say, we'll go with you, Lord, where you go. And we receive your promise of your presence, and that you're going with us into this next season. And we receive your rest. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
take the keys that you give them and unlock and run forward. And we know your presence is with us. And your rest is with us. And I thank you for being the God of breakthrough this morning. So you can worship him with your tithes and offerings, but give him your heart today.
guess what? He has overcome the world, right? And he has something the world doesn't. We have peace and hope and joy and life. And come to him, all who are weary, right? So this is my little story of the Lord restoring my heart. Here we've been in a season of restoring the foundation, the healing. And in the midst of all of our running, there's still a place of rest. In the midst of all of the things we have going on in life, there's still rest. So my husband took me for a drive. You know, if you have kids and life happening sometimes, that's just all you got. We went out to Point McKenzie for a drive, and on our way back, the sun was setting over a sleeping lady. And the peace, the Lord, my husband's so gracious, he's like, go ahead. And I got out of the car. You know, I have this thing. I like to get out of the car and experience it. And he lets me get out, and I just, the Lord brought Bison over to the fence to see me and the horses, and they ministered to me. There was this peace and this rest that filled my heart. And so this painting is a product of me learning how to rest. In the midst of all of the running, in the midst of all of the pressures of life and the crazy and the government shutdown and all the things, you know, his provision, his forgiveness, like Becca said, there is a place of rest. And there's a lot more to the little, all the little pieces that are in it, but that is primarily what I wanted to share with you with Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
So the reason that I wanted to share after, I don't know if you can see, but there is a Hebrew word here that says, the Hebrew word menucha, it's rest. But not rest like take a nap, chill out. It literally, the very first time it was used was when God rested on the seventh day. He didn't put his tools down so he could pick them back up and finish working. He was actually celebrating something that he had accomplished. If you understand, like, rest is more than just, like, take an Ambien and try to go to sleep. Like, that's not rest. I'm trying to say we don't know how to rest sometimes. We don't know how to enter into a place of actually putting everything down that either is happening to us, through us, with us, everything that our hands have touched or done, actually stepping away from it, celebrating what's happened, but learning to rest in Him in a way that we become rejuvenated, refreshed, renewed, not so that we can go pick up the same thing and do it over again, but so that we can have a whole new outlook on what's happening in front of us week to week. So this is the Sabbath is wrapped up in this whole idea of rest. It's so much bigger than what I think we understand. And the way that I see what she expressed here is an expression of a need to enter into rest. It's, for me, I look at it and see like an invitation to just kind of lay in the grass and just chill out, hang out, rest, and allow the Lord, like, I know this is a sunset, but I literally can feel the warmth of the sun coming off, and I just am like, Lord, I want to personally enter into this place of experiencing and establishing rest for real. Not just like I want to go to sleep, but rest so that my whole being becomes renewed and refreshed. And so I want to invite us into something. I think we need to respond to what the Lord is doing, what He's inviting us into, what He's unfolding, opening, expressing, however you want to put it. And so I want to invite you, maybe you're like, I feel okay, I'm not weary, I'm not, there's not one of us in this room that can't get some rest. There's not one of us in this room that doesn't need the refreshing that God wants to offer. This is why he told us to do this weekly. Rest, rest. Enter into my rest. Enter into this place of rest. Sabbath, Sabbath, Sabbath. Sabbath is important. So, we actually have, I know I'm about to stop you for a second. We actually have a video. If we could play that. And I want to offer an opportunity. There's nothing magical. You understand? You're not coming and responding to a painting. This is an expression of what God's doing. And so we're responding to him. We're stepping into what he's inviting us into. So I want to invite you, if you want to come, if you want to come into the altars, that's perfect. If you want to respond to him where you're at, that's okay too. Not as good as coming. No, just kidding. I just want to invite you. I think it's important that we take a step. One way or another, we take a step, whether that's just in our hearts knowing I'm stepping forward or actually coming out of your seat, stepping forward, laying on your face, sitting down here, doing whatever the Lord tells you to do. So go ahead with that, and we'll just respond. about communion now?
Becca said something a few minutes ago about positioning ourselves with the Father. What if rest is not a place, but a person? Rachel read Matthew 11:28. Come to me. That's where rest is, right? That's what the verse said. So we call this communion, and we know the story out of the Gospels and the story out of 1 Corinthians 11 where Paul sets it up. But nowhere in any of those verses is the word communion. The word communion comes from the chapter before, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And Paul says this, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread, one body, for we all partake of that one bread. That word communion is a fancy Greek word. It's probably used less than 10 times in the New Testament. And it has to do with partnership and even marriage intimacy. And it's same in context as two shall become one flesh, right? When you're married, at the end of a wedding, the last thing they say is, I introduce to you for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. It's not two individuals any longer. It is now a new creation, a new thing. It's a Mr. and Mrs. thing that had never existed before in creation. There is no other, fortunately for you, Mr. and Mrs. Ben Herning. There's the only one, right? Well, we are invited into this communion where two become one. John says in 1 John 1, that which we have seen and heard we declare unto you, that you may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. That word fellowship is the same Greek word. The reason we are doing this communion thing is to be one with the Father and with His Son. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is what we are, if we're not recognizing that this is what we're doing, we're missing an important part of this thing. We are being put in union with the one who is rest and who finished on the cross, said that crazy Greek word tetelestai. It is done. You are restored. You can be one. You can have fellowship with the Father. It is all in what we hold in our hands. His blood, His body, given freely for us, our source of rest. We need to thank Him. Father, thank you so much for providing our rest. Not just physical rest, not just rest for now, but eternal rest. Let us not miss it. Let us not pass over lightly what you are offering through the sacrifice of your Son. Union with you, rest in your presence, restoration of fellowship, just like it was in the garden. May we sit at your table in a place of rest and enjoy the sustenance, the victory, and the rest you provide. You alone are worthy. Be exalted this morning in Jesus' name.
right after the service today. We have something going on. We have a Thanksgiving meal, which if you, you're welcome to stay for that right after church, and then we have something else.
My whole family in 2008 or 9, I forget which it was, went to India to look at Abraham Kantala's ministry over there. And we have been amazed at how it has just exponentially grown and grown and grown. He puts wells in for poor villages that don't have clean water. He has schools for kids for education. They don't have public schools over there. And he has a sewing school for widows and single women to learn a skill after their course. They get to take the sewing machine home with them, so now they have the means of livelihood. And he's got a computer technology type class for them, for whoever wants to be involved in that. But anyhow, moral story is Abraham's over at Peter Creek Baptist Church right now doing a presentation. So over here after our Thanksgiving dinner, for those who are interested in his ministry, we'll come back up here and he'll do a presentation up here. It's less than a half an hour.
Okay. So if you hear God, like that sparks something in your heart, or you've been called to nations and you want to hear what God is saying about India, come after the dinner today.